welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you doing this week?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great, but I have one question for you. Hey, Sandy.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Disney. What are we talking about this week?
We are talking about Hey Disney, which can be found in many resort rooms now, and almost they expect it to be everywhere on property by the end of the year.
So for those people that are like, what the heck does that mean? There's been a lot of talk about this particular feature for, I'd say, I don't know, at least a year, it feels like, on my end. You probably have way more information on it than I do, but I need to ask you, for folks that have absolutely no clue what we are talking about and why we seem to be speaking in code, what is Hey Disney? And you gave us an idea of where we can find it, but give us a little bit more as far as what they're looking to roll out.
So I'm going to be a little biased in this show, and it's going to be the one time that I'm going to really honestly claim that I don't entirely understand everything that's behind it. But Hey Disney is all about AI technology, and it's really on par with Alexa or Siri, but obviously it's Disney focused. So instead of responding to, hey Alexa or hey Sandy, it responds to, hey Disney. That's how you wake up this little monitor that's in your room.
So it's an actual monitor.
It is, and it's actually a prepackaged thing. You know, it's unique, and you just said before you're not sure how long it's been around. It was announced back at D23 over 3 years ago.
Right. I thought it was a while.
It's been in the making, but listen, I always say that's the tough thing with Disney. We love D23 for everything that comes out. I get very excited about a lot of the things that come out. And then I spend the next week regretting that they do something like D23, because clients start emailing us like crazy, assuming those things are coming in the next 2 months.
Right. Right.
And this is the prime timeline. You know, obviously COVID impacted it. But Hey Disney is actually a combination of an exterior package, a skill, and then an Echo Show.
Okay. So for those people that are not really following what we got here,
I made it sound good as a non-technology person.
You certainly did. But there are plenty of our smart home speakers, so to speak, these smart home technologies. Google's got plenty of them. You mentioned Alexa, that's Amazon's version. So essentially this is Disney's tie into that market that they're actually putting in the hotel rooms.
They are, but again, unique in that the device is not unique to Disney.
Right.
It's on a regular Echo Show 5 or 6.
Okay, and you said it's got the screen attached to it. So what I need to ask you then is, you got a chance to stay at a resort where this was. What were some of your favorite features that it offered?
I'm sure they won't love when I answer this, nor will maybe some of our listeners. But is it wrong to start with, I love that it has housekeeping functionality?
No, I don't think that's wrong, but explain to me why that was really where you went.
So it's not making my bed. Let me be clear.
Yeah, it's not that AI.
No, but it saves me when I need extra towels or pillows or those things that I would typically have to call housekeeping for, sometimes wait on hold. Hey, Disney, help with housekeeping. And I can request what I want and it gets delivered to my room. So it's more efficient for me as the guest. And it's more efficient for them.
Are there, just because you mentioned that as that kind of a command, hey, Disney, help with housekeeping. Is there like a manual that sits by this thing that tells you how to get to something like that? Or was it just intuitive?
So I'll say manual is a little bit of a strong word.
A pamphlet? A one-sheeter?
It's a pamphlet. Yeah. It's an 8.5x11 two-sided pamphlet that gives you a couple of ideas. And then I think they count on people like me and many people. Once you touch it, you kind of get sucked in for a little bit.
Okay.
You know, there's different buttons and blinking things on the screen, and why not try?
Okay. So you mentioned,
I did get sucked in. I did play probably about 45, 50 minutes the first time. I actually used it on a split stay, had it in two rooms, and I've had it in a room since then. So you do kind of get stuck playing if you're curious.
So you mentioned, as I was going to say, you mentioned housekeeping was where you really started. What other things does this thing do that really could maybe help somebody on a vacation?
One of the things that I also used it for, just to see, again, how responsive it was. It wasn't that I actually necessarily needed the information. But you can ask for park hours, parades, and fireworks times. And if you're a Disney regular, you know, in my family, we call it Blue Channel. Mm-hmm. It's the channel on the TV that circulates forever. Just this big loop of blue background yep. and music. And it's got a Magic Kingdom screen and then a Hollywood Studios screen. So it's not giving different information, but I don't have to wait for it to cycle. I can ask my question and get the answer. I will say what surprised me, and again, I'm not an AI user, but believe it or not, I've convinced my parents to have an Alexa. I'm used to Alexa answering me.
Yeah.
And the majority of things on here, unless they required talking, which we'll come to in a minute, it doesn't answer you. It puts up a graphic with the information that you're looking for. So the parades and the fireworks and the park hours came via graphic.
And that graphic is, because I just want to clarify, because you said to folks, the blue screen with the rotating stuff, that's on the television. This shows up on the screen that's attached to the Hey Disney hardware.
Correct.
So you're asking it, Hey Disney, what time are the park hours today? And it would pop up on that littler screen, not on a big screen on the television.
Correct. It will pop up that graphic. And like I said, to me, one of the advantages to Alexa, I'll hope my parents don't get mad when I say this. The biggest thing we bought my parents Alexa for was the weather, which you can also get off of Hey Disney.
Got it. Okay.
My parents love to find out what the weather's going to be.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's convenient as they're sitting at the table having their morning coffee. One of them shouts into the room, you know, Alexa, what's today's weather? And Alexa answers them.
Right.
Where here, when you're asking that question, for many of the things, you need to be there near that screen because it's not answering you. It's giving you the answer, but you do need to be able to read the screen.
Got it. Okay. So it doesn't talk back to you the way that an Alexa necessarily would. So what other things did you play around with and thought were interesting?
It does talk back to you if you'd like it to read you a bedtime story.
Who wouldn't?
So there's a choice of a whole bunch of bedtime stories, and it will read you a story.
Okay.
Again, the TV has a bedtime story channel, which I personally like better, because if your child wants to watch the bedtime story, it's a nice big TV to watch on versus two of them trying to watch
on a small screen.
What's essentially a little bit bigger than my iPhone screen.
Right.
So, you know, if you haven't seen one, that should give you some perspective. It's a little bit bigger than an iPhone, but instead of being vertical, it is horizontal.
Got it. Okay. What other things did you interact with it and do?
Tell me a joke. Again, I would call that show me a joke. They had some cute ones on there. They had some corny ones, but who doesn't love a good Disney joke?
Sure.
But again, it's not telling you a joke. It's giving you the joke. Same thing with trivia. You could do some fun trivia on there.
And I'm assuming it's Disney trivia.
It is all Disney trivia, Disney movie trivia, Disney parks trivia. Lots of fun stuff to play with on there.
All right, cool. What about what else? Anything like, because I know that what we use a lot of our Alexa for is to play music and things like that. Is anything like that within its functionality?
They do. They've got a play a soundscape and a variety of options from different Disney themes, areas of the park, so you can hear certain things that you might love. And then the last thing they have is what they call Take Me on an Adventure. Some of it, not quite a bedtime story, but kind of bringing you into the land, and you can pick a really huge assortment of characters, everything from Star Wars, Groot, Pixar, Muppets, and then of course the Disney classics, Mickey, Minnie, and all of those, and kind of see their land they live in, get to know a little bit more about those characters.
So it is on that little screen is what you're saying.
Exactly.
So I guess my question for that is it, and I'm going to date myself here. Is it almost like a choose your own adventure book where you can say, show me, you know, take me on an adventure with Mickey Mouse? Like, does it Can it change? Do we know that yet? Is it like an individual story?
I don't
story?
Think it's, from what I played with, it's not choose your own adventure style. It's choose your character story. It's, again, it's not that true bedtime story because there's just so many different immersive parts.
Right.
But it's kind of getting into the land and the surroundings of a specific character. You know, you can do Dory or you can do Finding Nemo and kind of see it in those different ways.
So they've just basically leveraged every intellectual property that they have and you can take an adventure with them. That's kind of a cool little thing.
It is. Again, I'm a little unsure, and maybe our listeners will give me other feedback. I'm not convinced people are spending hours listening and playing with this thing.
Well, I guess that leads me to my bigger question then. So I agree with you, but so then why do you think this was something that they were quick, or I guess not quick, to add? They were quick to introduce back, like you said, 3 years ago, and now it's made its debut. Why do you think this is something they've added to the hotels?
I think, and again, this is totally guessing on my end, I think it was supposed to do a couple of things. They saw the success of some of the other things like Alexa and Siri and things like that.
Right.
And let's be honest, most things branded with a Disney name tend to be a gold mine.
Sure.
So I think it had great potential. I think it took longer to come to market than what we would have expected. And maybe COVID played into it, but I think they were a little bit behind the eight ball. But I really think when it was initially announced, it was kind of everybody's going to want this. Not only you're going to do it on vacation, and then you're going to want it at home. And, you know, at home, maybe the bedtime story, maybe the soundscape. I'm not clear why it would be the greatest thing out there. And again, I guess I'm a big internet person in general, so I'm not sure that I believe that there's much behind it that I can't find in some other fashion or close to it somewhere on the internet, be it YouTube or otherwise. You know, I think we obviously have a YouTube channel. We actually have two. We have our Let's Talk Diz channel, but then our agency also has a channel. And this will show you how, while I can do technology, it's not always my thing. We have a video on our agency channel that is the most successful thing I've ever had. And I don't understand why. And if you take every video that we've ever done and put the views together, it doesn't even equal the number of views that this one video has. So it was kind of baffling to me. And honestly, I ended up talking to my daughter about it because, again, I won't say it was viral, but for us, it was huge. And years ago at Hollywood Studios, they had something that I loved called the Music of Pixar Live. Mm-hmm. And it was in the Beauty and the Beast Theater at night. It was a huge orchestra with video behind it. And it was all about Pixar.
Right.
And so we have videos of all the different things. And as videos go, I won't say that they're short. They're not too long. You know, they're 6 to 8 minutes each. But, you know, I have one, again, it's not necessarily a lot for the entire world, but for me, to have a video that has 39,000 views on it is a lot. And my daughter said to, when I said to her, I can't figure out what makes this one more popular, she said to me, Mom, some child is watching that video at bedtime every night.
Sure.
And when she said that to me, it really clicked because the orchestra music is phenomenal. It's a great fit for that. And so, again, it leaves me saying, what is, hey, Disney offering me that I can't find elsewhere? And I'm not convinced that there's a lot. Again, in the hotel, it's great. I can order extra towels. I don't have to wait for the screen to go round and round to double check the fireworks time tonight. But I'm not sure that it is turning into the in-home product they thought it would be.
So here's my question for you, and I don't expect you to have the answer here, but I do want to try to tie it in to see if it makes some sense to you. You know how I feel about the app. You know how I don't like to travel and be on it while I'm at the parks and things like that. The way I'm seeing what you're describing, having not experienced at all, is there may be some sort of way intuitively to tie if you have this device at home into the device that ends up being put into your hotel room. Now, some people might be scared of that, thinking that it'll be tied to an account and things like that. But I have to imagine that when putting this together, there has to be some sort of, even if it's not fleshed out, which let's be fair, it's probably not if it's Disney technology. They're not always ready to for prime time right away. But I would think there has to be some sort of synergy that can work with your Disney app. It just has to make sense if that's the reason that this is in these rooms is to give you information. I have to believe that it at some point will be giving you information that is tied to your personal itinerary agenda, whatever's in your plan for that day. I know we're not there yet.
That thought scares me. I don't think, with all due respect, Disney technology, Disney IT,
can handle
it.
yeah, I agree.
I don't want it connecting, because my fear is that I'm getting the Smith schedule, and for people like you and I, we'll know that it's the Smith's family schedule.
Sure.
For people who aren't, you know, this is the first time in Disney, they're not real savvy with it. I don't think that's the answer. But I think what's behind it is, let's be honest, I don't think you and I are the market for it. I'm going to pick on your family and tell you that your two kids are the market for it.
Sure.
And if you're a Shark Tank fan like I am, ABC, owned by Disney, we know that with technology, the greatest thing you can do from a business perspective is have technology that's on a subscription basis.
Correct.
And so if you go on your next trip and your kids love the bedtime story, yes, you can get it on the TV while you're in Disney, but you might not get it on the TV at home. And you know what? You can buy the skill if you already have an Echo Show for $5.99 a year. You'd pay $5.99 to buy your kids a book. I would pay the $5.99 too. $5.99 isn't a lot of money to add that technology for something that's going to make your kids happy.
Right.
But $5.99 times all the people buying it and all the people that are on auto renewal and don't turn it off for years. I think, again, this was a play on Disney digital and Disney technology. And they're always about synergy. How can we bring our brands together? So this, I think, was a way to put this skill in front of more people than it would ever see if it was just sitting in an Amazon store. Probably the cheapest cost of advertising they could do is putting these units in every hotel room.
Well, and as you said, it's tied to the Echo Show, right? So that's something that you can buy.
Right. So if you own an Echo Show already, you can buy the skill for $5.99.
Right.
And want the cute Mickey frame that it sits in. There's three different versions of it. It's $24.99. Again, as Disney things go, a $24.99 product, not expensive.
It's practically free.
But think about, you know, I always say that sometimes the numbers at Disney are mind-boggling to me. You know, if 5% of the people staying in Pop Century tonight love this thing and buy it, and 5% buy it every night, they're selling about 400 of them a week.
Yeah.
Just on one resort, just on 5% of the people.
Right. Yeah, it's significant. I mean, there's no other way around it.
Now multiply that by close to 30 resorts.
So I'm starting to understand the answer to my question of why do you think they added this to their resort, right? Because it's essentially, look, it's, I put it as this, the way you just described, I think is perfect, but I'll give you a different way. There's a reason why those H2O products were flying off of shelves too before they became a company that decided to no longer do business, because people wanted to smell shampoo like it smelled like on vacation. And it's no different here. It's just a technology product, right? They want to be able to say they have the thing they had in their Disney hotel room. I totally get that. It makes sense. Right?
And again, if it saves them an hour a day or 3 hours a day on people answering the phone for housekeeping and
sure,
recording the housekeeping request, there's a good side to them. And as I said, I'm not entirely sure, but frankly, it's a genius advertising play. Like you said, people want it. They put them in all their rooms. What's the worst that happens?
Sure. Yeah.
It's, well, probably the best advertising money they could spend.
For their own product, of course. Of course.
Right.
All right. So
we're back to that synergy.
We're at the end of the program tonight. Any other last words you want to leave everybody with on Hey Disney?
Hey, Jeff. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Sandy. Thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it. That's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Dis. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share on your Facebook and Instagram for other Disney fans to enjoy. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Dis by interested in persons travel services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week, and as always, keep making memories.